Hello, hello, hello. How y'all doing? It's your girl, the Goddess Queen. Thank you all for joining me for another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. So today, actually, what we're going to talk about is getting to know the real you. I know that sounds a little simple, probably not hard to most people, but it is actually very hard. A lot of people in this world have a hard time actually understanding what the real you is and understanding what it means to always implement that and always be able to show that. You have to really know who you are to be able to really give your best in this world, and that's where it comes down to evaluation. So what we're going to talk about today is, you know, how to best evaluate yourself, and that's what this comes down to. You have to be honest with yourself first off and understand that you can't hide things from yourself, okay? Only you know what is going on in you, and you're going to bring out and ignite those things that need to be changed or need to grow within you. So you always have to remember that that's going to be first and foremost, that yourself is always going to be able to exemplify yourself, but it's what you want to show everybody else. Do you want to show everybody else the true you? In order to do that, you have to get to know the true you, and that's holding yourself accountable for everything. So let's talk about that. For example, for me, one thing that I had to understand and learn is that I was a little flaky. You know, I had to understand that I was a little flaky and understand why. You know, what made me so flaky in certain areas, my friends and my family, and just certain activities and certain things. I had to understand that I was lazy. That is literally a characteristic of myself. And I had to figure out why. You know, what parts of those make me awesome? What parts of those hinder me from growing in certain areas and being the best version of me? Once I was able to actually evaluate those things and go through this process and actually understand what it meant to say to myself, hello, my name is Sinead, and I am lazy. What that meant was that I know that I have to put a plan into action to make some changes in my life. When it comes down to things, I'm going to try to do them half, or, you know, try not to do it, you know, to its fullest extent, because I'm lazy. I'm going to find shortcuts. I'm going to find ways to not give it my absolute all, because I'm lazy. And because of that, that hinders me in a lot of different areas, to whereas if I was to nip that in the butt and I was to attack things head on, if I was to focus on things a little bit more, pay attention to a little bit more, and actually do things when my mind is ready to do them, then I would be able to make a change. So one of the things that I did was I decided to implement a get up and go plan for my laziness. Every time that I thought about something that I needed to do, instead of just thinking about it and putting on a list of things to do, if it was something that I could do right then, I would get up and just do it right then. And that was the way that I helped myself get over a characteristic flaw of myself that I didn't like. And that's what it comes down to. The things that you don't like about yourself, or these things that you find that, you know, aren't the best things, these are characteristic flaws that you can edit, that you can change, that you can make a little better. So always remember to know and understand your worth. Now, when we're talking about getting to know and understanding who you really are comes down to what you understand and what you believe in. A lot of times people don't actually understand who they really are because they don't stand for something or they don't actually believe in something. Now, I'm not telling you that you have to build a belief or build a thought process or idea. All I'm saying is that you have to understand and know what it is that you believe and what you stand for. If you know that you don't like fish, stand for the fact that you don't eat fish. If you don't like the, you know, cruelty of animals, stand for the fact that you don't like cruelty of animals. That is something that you stand for, and that is something about you that is important. And those are the things that help build you. Let's say it is that you don't like tomatoes. That's something that you stand for. Stand by that. Respect the fact and understand that you don't like tomatoes. These might be small things to start off with, but on the longer run, they're big things, and big things make the importance in getting to know you and actually who you are and what you stand for. Now, if we're talking about understanding a little bit more about the real you is the part of you that you don't hide. The real you is the part that when you look in the mirror, you see that reflected back. That is the you with no filter. That is the you with no holds, no boundaries. That's the you that nobody can fight. Those are the first thoughts that come out of your head, okay? If you notice that you're always thinking negative, you might be a pessimistic person. You might be somebody that always sees the negative in something. And if you want to change that, you might actually need to look in and think about ways to actually do something different and try to implement more positive things into your life. All it takes is you doing it. So remember to stay strong, stay guided, stay focused.